It'll be a wooden box. Who's you talking to? Did Curtis get up? Yeah, I think he's sweet. Isn't that something?
Oh, that is indeed. How old is she?
13.
Holy smoke, standing there, walking around, and carrying her bottle.
Yes, sir.
Boy, oh boy. She's not much of a baby anymore.
No,
she's
sir. She can just get right at anything most that she wants.
She's a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you call the sack that you got seed and things like this in, that little brown?
Toe sack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what do they call it now?
Toe sack. Or a feed sack. Gunny sack.
What?
Gunny sack.
Gunny sacks. I believe I've heard somebody say that just recently.
This is pretty far north.
That's what we always call it.
Gunny sacks. Yeah.
In California. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You California?
I wasn't born there, but I lived most of my life there.
Oh, well, I was just told your grandmother that I was grown up there too. Where were you there?
Oh, all over. My father worked for construction.
Oh. Well, I grew up in Tujunga. Good old Tujunga. I bet you never lived there.
I had never heard of it.
No. Not many people have, except when there's a flood, and then Tujunga.
Then you hear of it.
Yeah.
Tujunga Canyon.
Yeah, it's right up on the side of the mountain.
Bless
the
my soul, I've been
below.
Up in it many a time.
Gee, that used to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Trees in there, and it all washed out.
But you know, these fires have just teetotally ruined all that beauty. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah. Used to have trout in the darn stream.
Yes.
Man. But I guess they're gone.
It was terrible.
Oh, if you went out to bring in as much as you could carry in your arms, this would be how much?
Load of wood.
Uh-huh. And did your father ever take corn to be ground?
Yes, sir. Take it to the mill and grind.
Take it in a wagon?
Mm-hmm.
How much would he take?
Oh, he'd usually take a couple of bushels.
Uh-huh. This would be what? Not a load.
No. That'd be just 2 bushels of corn.
A jag?
No, I never heard it called a jag. Now, I've heard that word, but it was way back my daddy's.
Oh, he was the jag man.
He was the jag man. I've heard my grandfather speak of a jag of this or a jag of that.
What did nails come in when you were a girl?
Well, they'd just be in a great big gold container of some kind in the store, and they'd put them out into a paper sack.
Uh-huh, a box?
Or a box, or anything they could find to put them in.
Uh-huh. Well, I was wondering what the container was that they'd ship them in.
Oh, it'd be a box. Mm-hmm. A chip nail, or a keg of nails.
Uh-huh.
They used to use these kegs, you know, a wooden keg, and nails and a lot of things like that came in those kegs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. If you went down to get old coal oil, what would the fellow put in the mouth of your jug so the stuff
a funnel as far as I...
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just
and
a
then
funnel.
How would he plug the hole?
The stopper.
Uh-huh. This would be a corn cob or a potato or...
Yeah, or something like that.
Probably not a potato, but...
Well, you know, I've seen them put a lot of potatoes in them.
roll up a rag and make a wick.
Roll up a rag and make a wick. Sure have.
When you were a girl, what were some of the entertainments that you had done?
Oh, I don't know, play parties.
What was a play party?
Well, it's just where you played games and marched around and held hands with the boys. That's the way you made love, you know. I tell you, I never went to too many of them. And they had lots of old-fashioned dances. Now, that's one thing I didn't go to because I was forbidden to do that. And then we went to picture shows. You know, we had picture shows when I was a girl. In fact, my father run a picture show 2 or 3 years in Blair. We'd go to picnics, you know, in the summertime. We had lots of picnics. Sunday school classes and different school classes.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it? Where did the children start school then? At what level?
In the first grade.